Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Ovis, Perikei, Mishnah Chof, Yehuda ben Tema, Omer, Yehuda ben Tema says, Hevi az kanomer, be bold like a leopard, az, azus. A leopard isn't the strongest, but he acts like he is. You should also be az. Don't be embarrassed to ask from your Rebbe what you don't understand, says the Batanura. Like we learned earlier, like habay shan lamad. A lot of times when we want to start to learn a daven, the Yetzirah comes to us and says, you? After what you did? You have the chutzpah to still learn or daven? Says the Sefer Avodas Yisrael, yes. Hevi az kanomer. You should have the chutzpah. Whatever was, was. Now I'm learning. Now I'm davening. Now I want to be good. Vaiter zok de Mishnah v'kal kanesher. Be light as an eagle. Light as an eagle? To keep learning, says the Batanura. By the way, the Mefarshim explain. An eagle isn't light. A little canary is light. An eagle is a big, heavy bird. When you see an eagle soaring through the air, he doesn't look heavy. An eagle doesn't say to himself, oh, I weigh too much. I can't get up. No, no. An eagle, despite the fact he's like such a big, powerful bird, he lifts his wings and soars the highest, as if he's the lightest thing in the world. That's what it means, Kal Kanesha, when it comes to learning. Yetzihara tries to pour lead into you. Oh, I can't learn. I can't open the Gemara. Oh, I can't open my Mishnayos. It's too hot. It's too cold. You just open the Gemara as if it's the easiest thing in the world for you to do, and you'll see you'll get the Siyata Deshmaya to soar high, to learn and not to get tired. Viratz katzvi and run like a deer to chase after mitzvahs. Let's say you saw the richest man in the world drop something, or his baby starts walking away. You go running over. Oh, Mr. So-and-so, your baby, here. I brought him back for you. Oh, thank you. What's your name? Right? You want him to know your name. I want to do something that's going to make him like me. You know, every mitzvah we do with anybody, we're doing it for Hashem's children. Run! The Gibra Kwari, be strong like a lion. To do the will of your father in Shemayim. Yeah, you want to wake up in the morning to learn or chazer or help your mother get the kids ready? Or Shabbos morning to go with your father to shul and it's hard for you to wake up? And you say, I'm going to do it. That's Gvura. Gvura means when you break your inner rotzain. Vaiter says, the Mishnah, who haya aymer, he would say, as panem legehen. A person that has chutzpah, who's an as, is panem, a brash person will go to Gehenna. Uboish is panem legan Eden. And a person that has busha, one who is bashful, will go to Gan Eden. When you look at a person's face, you can see the azus in his face. Like the Pasuk says in Mishlei, says the Batanura, Hoy is ish resha befonav. That's why it's called an az panim. And a person that has busha, you can tell the busha on the person's face. And our Mishnah concludes, Yehi Ratzon Lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu. May it be your will, Hashem. Shetivne Ircha B'mheira V'yameinu. You should rebuild your city quickly. In our days. V'sein Chalkeinu B'sayda Secha. And give us our share in Taita. Now, the reason the Mishnah is mentioning here about as panim legehenim, says the Taisus Yamtiv, is that even though Yehuda ben Tema told us that when it comes to Torah, you have to be an as panim, keep asking till you understand. But don't think that in general being chutzpitik is a good thing. As panim is legehenim. And even though when it comes to Torah, busha is not a good thing, lehabayshan lamat, you just keep asking, don't be embarrassed. But in general, one should be a boishes panim. You should be a type of person who is ashamed when you do something wrong. Really, this tefillah of Yehirat Zayin should be at the end of the Perek, according to the Gra. It's how we end Pirkei Avos. Because if we'll have the proper midas, then indeed, we'll be zeicha to the Beis HaMikdash. But somehow, it was placed over here in error, as Zayzok de Gra, even though there are three more Mishnayos in Perek He. Perek Vav is Bereisus, it's not part of the Mishnah. The Gemara says, if a person does an Aveira, and he's embarrassed that he did the Aveira, that's a major part of his tshuva. Hashem is meichel him. So it says in the Svarim of Rav Tzadik HaKayin, U'boishes panim l'gan Eden. Even if you did an Aveira, but you're so embarrassed, how could I have done that? That busha erases your Aveira. And memeli your zaycha to go into Gan Eden.